Blog Talk Radio.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And the church said, amen and amen. We bless the Lord. Amen. And we want to welcome you to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries Mentoring Kingdom Leadership with Jesus Christ as King and Lord. I'm Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford. And we want to bless the Lord for one more day that he has given us. We want to welcome all of our first-time listeners around the globe. And we thank you for being here with us on this day. Amen. This is a platform where we meet on 7 days a week. And you are welcome to come back. Amen. And join in with us and bring somebody else with you. Amen. And amen. We want to thank God for the power of prayer. We want to thank God for effective prayer. We want to thank God for sincere prayer. We want to thank God for prayer, which is our mode of communication. Amen. With God the Father. Amen. He has encouraged us to pray without ceasing. Amen. Hallelujah. To seek him in prayer, to seek our desires in prayer, our requests in prayer, to come before him in prayer. This is how we talk to God. Amen. And so we blessed be the name of the Lord. In the book of Ephesians, chapter number 1, amen. Glory be to God. And I'm going to begin reading in verse 1. And it reads as such, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus and faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accept in the beloved. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. And God, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts is acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength. Amen, and our Redeemer. Amen, we want to thank God for the word of God because it's the living word of God. Amen, God's word will never return unto him void, but it would always accomplish everything that the Lord has sent it forth to do. Amen, glory be to God. There is no failure in God. God cannot separate himself from his word. He is one with his word. Amen. Beloved, amen. If we do not know who we are in Christ, we will never be effective in the Lord's kingdom. We will never live our highest potential. We will never reach the maximum, amen, level that God designed us to reach. We'll go to heaven on level 1 when God meant for you to get there on level 100. We'll go to heaven broke when God meant for you to get there rich. We'll go to heaven sick when God meant for you to get there well. See? Beloved, Jesus came, glory be to God. Our life in Christ is more about us just going to heaven, beloved. Because everybody has a destiny and it's not but two. Glory be to God. Heaven or hell, you choose. Jesus came that we might have life and that more abundantly. We struggle because our mindset tells us so. We are locked into default. We are locked into the negativity. We are locked into the conformity of this world. We are locked into all the things that the Bible teaches against. And beloved, if we do not know who we are in Christ Jesus, amen, glory be to God, we cannot be totally effective in his kingdom. We talk about being warriors, amen, but God needs full-blown warriors. those who serve our country, and we thank God for them. Amen. And whenever you see a veteran, make sure you thank them for serving our country, beloved. But when they give their, when they go in to live, if they live or if they die, they go in with the mindset that they might not return home, because if they live or if they die, they're here to serve our country. That is the mindset that we need to have as born-again believers. If we live or if we die. And so, beloved, if we don't know who we are, how can we stand in the gap for somebody else? How can we totally stand in the gap, amen, even for ourselves? How can we stand in the gap at all if we're wavering? If we're wavering, if we're not sure, if we're not confident, maybe yes, maybe no, maybe yes, maybe no. In our scripture on this morning, beloved, I encourage you to read the whole chapter, amen, Ephesians 1, amen. It's an awesome chapter. Glory be to God. It's only 23 verses long. Amen. And it's worth, amen, your time in Bible study today. This morning, glory be to God, we want to focus, amen, on one verse, amen, and we blessed be the name of the Lord, and that is verse number 3. Verse number 3 says, we are blessed, 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 blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us, blessed us, blessed us with all spiritual blessings and heavenly places in Christ. We are blessed. We are blessed with every spiritual blessing. We don't have to pick and choose. God is not picking and choosing. Every spiritual blessing or every good and perfect gift coming from above. Our blessings come from the top, saints. This is why we are told to seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. This is why we are told to give God what's due him. In your body, in your treasure, in your time, in your torso. Glory be to God. Right? Because all of our blessings coming from above. It didn't come from the earth. Anything that came from the earth, the devil gave it to you. Glory be to God. If he gave it to you, amen. He has, amen, a condition. His is conditional. Because the devil wants your soul. He don't want nothing less than your soul. He's not going to compromise with you. That's why you have those that sell their souls to the devil to achieve success in this life. Glory be to God. Forgetting, amen, that one day life is over. Every spiritual blessing, beloved, and maybe we're going to the spiritual blessings, amen, as we move into our next thing. We're not sure, amen. We're taking it one day at a time. But I want you to know this morning that every one of them belong to you. So if God is not shortchanging you, if God is cherishing you, if God is overflowing you with every spiritual blessing, beloved, that's what you call blessed. Some people don't know the definition of blessed. Glory be to God. The blessing, the definition of blessed, beloved, is when we are empowered to prosper. So if we have every spiritual blessing, amen, from above that God has given, freely given to his children, he said, if you know how to give good gifts to your children, how much better, amen, will I give unto mine? Beloved, you have to know this. You have to believe this. Otherwise, you look at your checkbook, glory be to God, and you get discouraged. You look at your doctor's report and you get discouraged. Look at what's going on around you and you get discouraged because you're looking at what you see. Beloved, what we see is subject to change. You cannot look with your natural eyes. You have to look with your spiritual eyes. And you cannot look with your spiritual eyes if you're not walking in the spirit. If you're not walking in faith, if you're not walking with God, if you do not know God. To know God, beloved, you must be born again. Some people think because they was baptized in water, they know God. Some people think because they go to church, they know God. Some people think because they sit in the choir, serve on the usher board, serve on the board of directors, preachers and teachers, that they know God. No, to be God's children, you must be born again. That's how you, that's the beginning of your walk with God. You must be born again. And after you are born again, you are a follower of Christ. You're not sitting back following him from afar, following him in the background. Cha-chaing with the devil. Glory be to God. We are blessed with all spiritual blessings. 2 Corinthians 1:3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort. Ephesians 1:20, which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly realms. Ephesians 2:6, and God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 3:10, his purpose was that now, through the church, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms. Ephesians 6:12, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this world's darkness, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Beloved, you are a spirit. You are a spiritual being having an earthly experience. You are made in the image of God. You are a spiritual being. You possess a soul, glory be to God, and you live in a body that's going to die, a body that's going back. Amen. Ashes to ashes, dust and dust. There ain't no way out of it. You can't cancel this appointment. Oh, some of us are good at canceling appointments. We go if we feel like it. If we don't feel like it, amen, whatever. We go based on, amen, what our money look like, based on who's going to be there, whatever. Oh, some of us are good at canceling appointments. Some people don't even cancel appointments. They just don't show up, amen, because they didn't feel like coming. Glory be to God. But I'm going to tell you one thing. When death come knocking on your door, you ain't escaping that one. You ain't going to be able to tell death to come back. Oh, no, baby. No, it's appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. We all have an appointment that we're going to keep. Oh, yeah. Some of us today got doctor's appointments, amen, huh? Hairdresser appointments, appointments at the nail salon, huh? Appointments, amen, with the courts, huh? Business people, all kind of appointments, huh? Some people got appointments, amen, got their dates on the calendar. This is their wedding date. This is their graduation date. Oh, they got their appointments. And some people gonna do whatever they can do to get there. They tell you they're busy. They can't come that day because they got something on the calendar. Glory be to God. I want you to know right now, you have a date with death. And I know people ducking and dodging it, putting off, won't even buy an insurance policy. That's how ignorant they are. That's how ignorant they are. They think they got time. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I want you to know the same way you had a birth date and you ain't know nothing about it, you got a death date too. Glory be to God. And beloved, let me tell you something. You're going to be on time. I know some people, they're notoriously late. I'll tell you the truth. Good Google Mooga. I got some friends, amen, glory be to God, amen. If I want them to be there at a certain time, I got to move it up an hour or two to make sure they get there, because they just always late. Some people are that way. I'm gonna tell you one appointment you're not gonna be late for. Oh no, baby, you're gonna be on time. Glory be to God, hallelujah. Beloved, hallelujah. This is how God created this thing. This is how it rolls. This is how he does it. Amen. Glory be to God. So therefore, what? We need to be ready. We need to be ready. Glory be to God, hallelujah. We have to know that we're going back home one day, but in the meantime, God has here us on earth, every born-again believer, amen, and every born-again believer needs to have a prayer life. Shame on you. Shame on you. If you don't have a public prayer life, forget about having a public prayer life. You need a private prayer life. You can't pray in public if you don't pray in private. You can tell people when they come to pray in public that don't have a private prayer life. Oh, you can tell. Glory be to God. Huh? Stuttering all over the words. They're catching up, amen, on prayers. Amen. They got to catch up, amen, on a whole week of prayer before they can get to the prayers, amen, at hand. That's because they don't have a private prayer life. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We must, amen, pray and know that we have, amen, who we are, amen. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. The scripture tells us that we are accepted in the beloved, predestined us, chosen us before the foundation of the world. You might say, well, that was unfair, because if God chose you, well, maybe God didn't choose me. And well, if God chose, no. Don't even try it. God knew what you was going to do before you did it. God knew the ones that was going to come to him. He knew the ones that was going to accept him, and he know the ones that's not. Glory be to God. And so, beloved, amen, why would God, amen, glory be to God, why would God just half bless us? Why would God just give us a little bit of this and a little bit of that? God has given us everything that we need. Everything that we need to do his work. Everything that we need to work in his kingdom. Everything that we need, he has already equipped us. We're sitting around waiting for something we already got. Because we're just so used to making excuses. We are excuse-orientated. We focus on an excuse before we focus on a solution. Glory be to God. Why? Because our focus is broken. See? And we have to remember, the scripture says, I will keep my eyes up to the hills from which cometh my help. Beloved, we got to look up. Because that's where we're from. That's where we are. And that's where we're going. And that's where all your blessings are. I don't know why you're sweating and running and ripping, glory be to God, and doing this and doing that, looking for earthly solutions. Beloved, we need a kingdom mindset. Romans 12 says that God beseech thee therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye will present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord, which is your reasonable service. Verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye might prove what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. And so, beloved, if every good and perfect gift coming from above, if we are blessed with every spiritual blessing, when you go into prayer, all you're saying is, let me go home. Let me go home and get what I need. I'll be back. Yeah, I'm going home. Psalms 91 tells you where you live. Some of us don't even know where we live. We don't even know our address. If you were talking with someone and you said, well, where you live? I ain't sure. Well, what city you in? Well, what street you live on? You'd be thinking something's wrong with that person. Well, don't judge them too quick, because some of us don't know where we live in the spirit. We don't know that we're dwellers in the Lord's house. How can you be a dweller in the Lord's house and not know it? But we don't know who we are. We don't know who we are. Every time the devil comes creeping up, we are intimidated, crawling up under the bed, hiding from the devil when we got more power than he possessed. It don't make sense. And if God wants us to grow up, glory be to God, and know who you are and know what belongs to you and execute it. Walk in that authority. Talk in it. Meditate in it. Pray in it. Live in it. Swim in it. Bathe in it. The scripture tells us in the book of Acts, it's in you we live and move and have our being. It's like the fish in the fish tank. That fish is smothered by water. If you take that fish out of the fish tank, it dies. If you take us out of Christ, we die. You got to know who your life source is. And beloved, when we have this confidence level, we'll pray better. We're not praying in intimidation. We can intercede better. We can serve better. We can be better. I think that was our theme last Friday night. We can be better. How you going to be better and you don't know who you are? And this is what God is calling us, beloved. So our declaration for today, amen, hallelujah. I want you to repeat it and keep on repeating it. Write it down. Put it on 3x5 card. Put it in your cell phone. Whatever works for you. Don't take it for granted. Memorize it till you know it. Memorize it. Glory. David said, Lord, hide your word in my heart. I just don't want your word in my head. I want your word in my heart. We can't serve God in our head. We have to serve God in our hearts. This is what God is looking at. You're judging people by their outfits and their hairstyles and the smell of their breath. But God is judging people on the condition of their heart. Now, the question is, what does he know? God knows my heart, Pastor. Yeah, we know he know your heart, but what does he know? He tells us to rend our hearts and not our garments. Beloved, we're living in the last days. I've never seen helicopters falling out the skies the way they've been falling. Planes falling out the sky. Amen. Plane collisions in the air. People walking up in Family General and just shooting black folks. Going and walking, busting up in the schoolhouses and the colleges on the first day of school, killing folks. And we playing around, busy, but don't give God none of our time. Got your whole 24 hours mapped out and haven't given God none of your time. What you living for? What's the use? What's the purpose? It's time for us to get in where God has positioned us. Some people say get in where you fit in. I say get in where God has placed you. And serve till Jesus come. Serve till you take your last breath. Because it's only what we do for Christ that's going to last. Father, we thank you for the word of God on today. Father God, we pray right now. Father, you said that you would not have your people to be ignorant. And you have so many of your children who do not know who they are. We don't know if it's a lack of teaching. We don't know what went wrong, but they don't have a clue to the power, don't have a clue to the gift, don't have a clue to the authority, don't have a clue to the assignment. They don't have a clue to the spirituality and the spiritual gifts that we possess at our and just let the devil run shipwreck over our lives. And we won't bind them, we won't rebuke them, we just sit there and moke and poke and feel sorry for ourselves. God, forgive us. Forgive us for our low self-esteem. And beginning this day, may we rise and shine and begin to take authority that you have so freely given us and begin to exercise the spiritual gifts that have always been available to us. The will of God for the glory of God. Henceforth, now, and forever. In Jesus' name we thank you, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. We want to thank God for the word of God on today, and to God be all the praise, glory, and honor. We will be at the altar of prayer today. Amen, hallelujah, Lord's willing, at 12 o'clock and back at 9 o'clock. We encourage you to come, our listening audience around the globe. Amen. You are welcome to come. Glory be to God. If you want to be around other people that are praying, there is power in numbers. One can chase 1,000, two can chase 10. He didn't say one can chase 1,000, two can chase 2,000. He said one can chase 1,000, two can chase 10. This is what the Lord tells us. Amen. So come on in. Amen. Touching and agreeing. Let us pray. Let us pray. And let us keep on praying. Amen, and to God be all the praise, and to God be all the glory, and to God be all other honor. Those are our announcements for today. Lord's willing, we'll be back with you again tomorrow morning. Same time, same place, same station, giving God all praise, all glory, and all honor. Father God, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. Father God, we are crying out for the children. The parents are afraid to send the children to school, and the children scared to go. Not just the elementary children. You got the junior highs, and you got the college level, too. They killing professors now, Father. They don't care. They'll come in and take your pastors and your leaders down in the church preaching on the pulpit. They don't care. If they can get in, Father God, they're going to get in. But Father God, we pray right now that you will put up a wall of partition, a barrier, Father, that your children will not be able to be touched by evil. And we pray the grace and the mercies of God. God, you said with sin doth abound, grace doth much more abound. And we pray your mercies, God. Father, we pray that we will not hear, Father God, about any senseless murders taking place today, Father. Not just in Philadelphia, but all around the world and every city, every state, Father. We pray for the children. We pray for the teachers. We pray for the bus drivers. We pray for the policemen. We pray for the politicians. God, we pray. We pray. We pray. And we especially pray, Father God, for your children serving as intercessors, standing in the gap on this last hour. That you will anoint them as they come, anoint them as they pray, anoint them, Father, that you will hear our prayers. Father God, we know it's only a couple things that can stop you from hearing our prayers, and we'll probably be talking about that later on this week because we want to make sure that our house is clean. We're not going to try to entertain you, Father, in no dirty house. And we know that there are some things that can stop our prayers. Because the Bible tells us that, and we don't want to deal with that, pray over it. But no, we can't pray over it. It has to be removed. And so, Father God, we say thank you, and we bless you. Father God, right now we want to bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. We seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, by the spirit, and we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare and declare and decree that Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. Amen, amen, and amen. Everybody have a good day. Amen. Glory be God. Wonderful day, a prosperous day. Walk in the blessing, because the blessing manifestation, it is already here. Amen. Pastor Alfreda Philadelphia, signing out. God bless you.
Good morning.